Bookwogma with your weekly dose of what to watch and what to miss. And this week, you have to miss Agent Vinod. How often have you seen the Indian audience bank their hopes on the director instead of the stars? From my parents to my readers, the voices have turned excited as soon as they realized Agent Vinod is by the Johnny Gaddar guy. And it's not like the stars Saif Ali or Kareena are disliked, you know. That's why I resisted the disappointment, as from inside I began mocking and doing and ultimately slapping my forehead in despair as Agent Vinod moved on. You can sense director Sriram Raghavan's discomfort with the extra money, just like a person who is uneasy among hoity-toity, snotty people would be at a Page 3 event. The sign that things might not be all right show from the first sequence. A quote from The Good, the Bad and the Ugly cuts into a scene which feels like it is right from that film. Is it a spoof then? Is it a tribute? No, it's a desert in Afghanistan. Should you smile at the reference? Should you engage with a raw agent who is being tortured instead? Thankfully, this is soon followed by a slickly choreographed action sequence. But the confused genres show up again before you can feel good about looking forward to some mind-blowing action. Like any half-decent thriller, Agent Vinod fools you, leads you on, makes you feel smart about yourself by having those characters smile that weird smile which tells you they're up to something. Throws in your face a tattoo or a musical instrument come weapon thingy, you ought to remember. But at each juncture, it leaves a loophole. And whatever made sense until the interval leaves the house. The last 30 minutes feel like another film that started after the first one had the most ridiculous finish. The climax of this climax made me angry. Did they even realize what they were implying? An agent from India's intelligence agency did? People who know nothing about national security would come up with a solution like this after being a few drinks down for sure. That besides, and saving a few wisecracks, the writing had way too many distractions, be it story, screenplay or character. I'd love for a psychoanalyst to analyze Agent Vinod. He's confused about a childhood memory. He switches between being an aware human with a gut feeling and an insensitive man's man. But then that would mean the psychoanalyst and I would be spending more time on the character than the writers. Similarly, Irma, played by Kareena Kapoor, is introduced as a doctor who is an aide to a terrorist but takes refuge as soon as she sees a capable man around. The chemistry between the agent Vinod and Irma was dropped down to pillow talk between Saif Ali Khan and Kareena Kapoor. No people, no need to get excited. It's the kind of pillow talk that can put you to bed. I realize that I'm tipping heavy on the story and characterization in an action film, but that has a lot to do with this being a Sriram Raghavan product. I know he has a smart style of narrating his story, but what troubles me is that this is like any other action film, especially since you have a wide range of Hollywood franchises to choose from. Also, somehow, when Agent Vinod does it, it doesn't look as real as a Bond, Hunt or Bourne. It might have to do with the impression that MI6 is more capable than Raw. Throughout the film, I marveled at the different sound that the film had and how my feet tapped to the background score continuously. But did it add to the story's character? It felt like the background music was on a different trip altogether. Similarly, sure, the camera work, editing, and some of the action sequences were state of the art, but they seemed like a different department, not necessarily congruent with the story. Parts added together certainly, but did they make the film whole? Again, I can't thank the decision makers enough for not having Pungi as a part of the film, but I'd have liked to say nicer things about what they did do rather than what they didn't. This is a film you can watch with your kids if they are okay with violence, you know, the constant James Bond kind of violence. So that's it from Wogma today. Visit wogma.com for a detailed written review. That's wogma.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.